Morning, ladies and gentlemen. As you well know, on July 24th of this year, Mrs. Vi Ripken was abducted from her home in Aberdeen. We didn't become aware of the abduction until approximately 8 p.m. that evening when the Baltimore County Police Department called us inquiring if we knew about her car being in that area, Ebenezer Road. We initiated an investigation, determined through the family she was, in fact, missing, and the search began. The following morning, on the 25th, she was returned home in her car, probably within 100 yards of where she lives. As a result of that, there's been a continuing and ongoing investigation by our department. Part of that investigation has been a release of video and a composite drawing. Those things have generated a number of leads, which we're continuing to follow. We've also, as a result, during the early stages of the investigation, obtained some evidence from the vehicle that's been submitted to the lab. I can't discuss the particulars of that. As you're aware, also, I'm sure you've seen the billboards around the city. They, too, are generating some leads. The nationwide nature now that this publicity is taking on is going, hopefully, and will generate more leads, will give us more places to go. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our sister law enforcement agencies, the FBI, Harford County Sheriff's Office, Maryland State Police, Baltimore County Police, Baltimore City Police, and Anne Arundel County Police have all contributed in greater or lesser degrees to some part of this investigation and continue to do so.